Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿平神的平安与各位弟兄姐妹同在。
Today is a Sabbath. We come to worship the true and living God.
今天是安息圣日，我们来这里敬拜那唯一的真神。
May God, according to His precious promise, to bless every one of us abundantly.
愿神借着他的应许祝福在座的每一位。
This morning, the topic for encouragement is to gain or to lose.
今天早上我想要探讨的题目是赚与赔。
In our life,It's always about whether we gain something or to lose something.
我们生命中充满了各种赚与各种的赔。
Especially when we grow up, we enter into the adult world.
尤其当我们长大之后进入了成人的世界。
We earn money, we do investment.
我们赚到钱，我们可能会投资。
And then sometimes investment is all about to gain or to lose.
那投资就是关于赚跟赔之间的关系。
For example, you bought a house.
举例来说，我们买了一间房子。
You're very happy.
我们很开心。
But in a few months' time, you find out that your house worth 20% more. You're even more happy.
然后可能在三个月之后，你发现你的房子比你买的价钱还更多了两成，那你就更开心了。
And then you tell people, you know what? I've gained 20%.
那你就告诉别人说我这个房子赚了两成。
Same as stock market.
就跟股票一样。
Nowadays in China, stock market is going crazy. Everybody putting money, pouring money to it.
像现在在中国股票市场，就大家都跟疯狂了一样，整天把钱都放在里面。
Everyone is gaining money.
每个人都在赚钱。
But actually, is it really gaining money?
但是我们仔细想一想，我们真的在赚钱吗
？First of all, you never gain unless you sell it.
我们第一点就是我们要赚钱，就先把它卖掉。
If you don't sell it, even though the investment value go up so much, it's not a gain at all.
因为如果你没有把股票卖了，你就算它现在面额很高，好像其实也没赚到钱。
You're sitting in the same house, you're not even getting a penny unless you sell it.
那你住在你这个赚到钱的房子，其实如果你没有卖房子的话，你什么也没有赚到。
So you have to gain it and to calculate whether you have sell it to calculate whether you have gained or lost. That means you have a conclusion.
所以我们只是做一些计算，好像有赚到钱，可是在实际卖掉之前，我们都没有赚到。
And secondly.
第二点
，In order to calculate whether you gain or lost, you have to calculate your cost.
第二点，我们要看有没有赚到钱，我们还得先计算一下成本。
Of course, we focus on monetary value in terms of costing.
当然我们在做赚与赔的这个分析，我们都会在这个金钱上面来计算。
You use the money value to calculate whether you lose or cost.
我们看这个东西值多少钱来，然后在这里自己决定到底是赚还是赔。
However, there are more costs more than just monetary value.
但是成本上其实并不是只有在金钱方面。
There are many things also is the cost, but not calculated in terms of money.
因为很多东西是在成本里面，但不是以金钱来计算。
Now, if you look at your life as a whole,
我们现在看一下我们的人生。
From you were born until the day you die.
从我们出生的那一天到我们离世的那一天。
There are many, many years.
有很多年。
To do a calculation.
如果我们在那一天做一个分析。
Is your life a gain or a loss?
我们的人生是赚还是赔
？That is a very interesting and very important calculation.
这是一个非常重要的计算。
It's more than just money.
我们不能只计算钱。
Because Lord Jesus Christ told us.
因为神告诉我们。
主耶稣。
哦，主耶稣告诉我们。
Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Verse 26.
马太福音十六章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 26.
马太福音十六章二十六节。二十六节，人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢
？Lord Jesus Christ gives us a very different perspective of viewing the investment or the things in this world.
这主耶稣在这里给我们有一个完全不同的观点，让我们来看我们的人生到底赚还是赔。
People calculate gain or loss purely using money terms.
在这个世界上的人在看赚是赔，通常都是以金钱来计算。
But Lord Jesus Christ gives us another dimension of thinking.
但是这里主耶稣给我们另外一个层面的思考。
So today we're going to talk about a few points.
所以今天我们要讲好几点。
Whether your life is to gain or to lose.
第一点，我们的人生是赚还是赔
？So we have to look at from a few perspective.
我们必须要看，我们要从。
要从几方面来
看我们要用好几个方面来判断
First
第一点
You can gain the whole world
我们可以赚得全世界
But as Lord Jesus said You can lose your life
但是同时间我们可能赔上自己的生命
And this life can be your physical health
这个生命指的可能是我们的健康。
So this is the first way we should think about it.
这是我们必须看的第一点。
Of course, we have to work very hard to earn money each day.
当然，我们每天要认真工作来赚钱。
Now Jesus put it in a very extreme way of putting things.
那主耶稣在这里用一个非常极端的讲法。
Now Jesus said, if you can earn the whole world.
主耶稣说，若有人赚得全世界。
This is an impossible assumption.
这是一个不可能达到的事情。
Can anyone earn the whole world?
人可以赚得全世界吗？
Has anyone ever earned the whole world?
有人赚得全世界过吗？
Today, as ordinary people,
今天一般的人，
we work so hard 5 days a week.
我每天五天认真的工作。
We put 50% of our income just to pay the mortgage for 30 years.
我们赚的钱有五成可能都拿去付了贷款。
And after 30 years,We pay off the mortgage.
我们这三十年来一直在付着贷款，三十年后终于付完了。
And then we almost get old and retire already.
但是那个时候我们也差不多要退休了。
That means you work your whole working life, you just buy a house.
也就是说，我们一生中这么认真的工作，就只买了一间房子。
In your own street, just one unit, or maybe one apartment.
就这么买到这么一间，就一间房子。
Can one buy a whole street?
有人可以买了一整条街吗？
Maybe the strip you're living on every day now in Toronto, the house prices is average almost 1 million.
我们现在住在多伦多，那现在多伦多的房价大概是在100万左右。
So in your house, there are how many streets?
那我们看一下我们这旁那个路上有几间房子。
Can anyone even buy one street?
有人可以买整条街的房子吗？
Maybe there are some, but not very many.
可能有一些人有这个财力，但不是每个人都有。
Can someone rich enough to buy the whole Toronto, every house and every condo, every property?
有人有钱到可以把整个多伦多的房子全部买下来吗？
I don't think anyone is rich enough to buy the whole Toronto.
我觉得并没有人有办法有钱到这个程度。
Not needs to say that nobody can buy the whole world.
那当然也没有人有办法赚得全世界。
Jesus said, even if...You can buy the whole world.
所以主耶稣这里说，如果就算你可以赚得这全世界，
but you lose your life.
但是你赔上了自己的生命。
First, that can mean your physical health.
这第一可能指的是你的健康。
Does it really matter that is important to you?
这对你来说重要吗？
For example, if someone give you a job.
就举例来说，如果有人给你一份工作
，I'll give you a sum of money，
给你一笔钱。
Let's say I'll give you $1 billion，
就大概给你十亿、
$10 billion Canadian dollar。I think that is amount never nobody can even contemplate you can even have。
那我们在座各位可能根本一辈子赚不了这么多的钱。
But the one condition is，
但是你有一个条件。
After you get $10 billion, from the day you have it until the day you die, you're living in a hospital. You're lying on the bed.
他说等我给你这笔钱之后，等隔一天你就开始要住在医院，直到你离世的那一天。
Will you take this offer?
你会愿意拿这笔钱吗？
Yes, you have $10 billion, but you have to lie in the hospital bed.
可能你有十亿，但是你必须要在医院度过这余生。
Does this matter that this money will matter to you?
对你来说这笔钱重要吗？
Of course, nobody will take this offer.
当然没有人会愿意拿这笔钱。
You have money, but you don't have health. This money means nothing.
因为如果你有钱，可是你没有健康，这钱不代表什么。
Job, when he was on earth, when he was tested.
当约伯在这个世界上被试炼的时候。
When he loses his health, he's really in big trouble.
当他失去他的健康，他非常的痛苦。
Let's turn to Job chapter 2.
我们现在翻开约伯记二章。
Job chapter 2, verse 7.
约伯记二章七节。
Job chapter 2, verse 7.
约伯记二章七节，于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去，击打约伯，使他从脚掌到头顶长毒疮。
Verse 8.
八节，约伯就坐在炉灰中，拿瓦片刮身体。
Verse 9.
第九节，他妻子对他说：“你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你抛弃神，死了吧。
”Here Job was in a test and a trial.
这里约伯在受试炼。
One day he lose everything.
有一天他失去他所有的东西。
First, he loses his property.
第一，他先失去他的一些财物。
Second, he loses all his 10 children.
然后他失去他所有的子女。
But that was not the most serious suffering.
但是这还不是最困难的。
His wife can still endure and never complain.
他的太太在这过程当中还是可以继续的忍下去。
But the third one, Satan come to attack Job.
但是接下来我们看撒旦又来击打约伯。
Because God allowed this to happen.
因为神让撒旦来击打约伯。
From head to toe, all with sores.
这里他说从脚掌到头顶都长毒疮。
He even used the tile to crack to try to stop the itchiness.
他要用果片来的止痒。
So this is very, can you imagine your whole area of your skin, whole body is suffering?
我们可以想象一下我们全身的皮肤都在受苦。
So can you imagine if you lose your health?
如果我们失去我们健康，
Does the money that you have means everything to you?
那我们所赚的钱还代表什么？
Of course there are few reasons that our health can decline.
当然我们人的健
康。First of all, because of aging.
第一可能因为我们渐渐的年老。
When you are aging, of course more and more problems will come out.
当人渐渐年长之后，你的身体就开始出现问题。
And the second reason that we may fall ill.
第二个问题，我们生病的原因是。
Of course, it's from spiritual perspective. Sometimes Satan can attack us because of the test.
因为有时候撒旦他属灵方面会来攻击我们。
If God allowed this to happen, there must be a reason.
如果神让这种事情发生，那一定有原因。
So we must pray and ask God to give us wisdom.
我们应该求神祷告，让他给我们的智慧。
And have the faith.
然后有信心
to overcome and endure this test.
可以坚持下去。
But there are third reason why our health is not good.
但是还有第三个原因，我们健康为什么会不好？
Is that we do not take care of our body.
就是我们并不好好对待自己的身体。
Our body just like a machine.
我们的身体就像一台机器。
How long can it last? Depend on how do you use it.
这一台机器能用多久？取决在于你怎么保养。
Just like your car.
就像一台车。
If you don't maintain it.
如果你不保养你的车
if you overuse it,
如果你过度使用它
if you let the engine always run too hot,
如果你让你的引擎一直过热
if you don't go for service and change oil,
如果你不去保养不去换机油
of course your car break down more sooner often than out of the same car of the same model.
那当然你的车会比其他同款的车 还坏得快
You cannot blame others. Why my car break down so early?
你不可以跟别人抱怨说为什么车一下就坏了
Same is our body.
就像我们的身体
God is very fair. When we were born, most of us are healthy.
神是很公平的，我们出生的时候大部分人都是很健康。
But why when we grow older, the health is different?
那等我们年老的时候，身体就比较不好。
Because some of us do not use our body the way God designed it and maintain it.
那为什么年老的时候有人身体比别人不好呢？那可能是因为你年轻的时候没有好好对待自己。
For example, God tell us on Sabbath day you should rest.
就像神告诉我们，是在安息日的时候我们要安息。
Not only spiritually we rest, also physically we rest.
不只在属灵的层面上安息，我们在肉体上也应该休息。
If you don't rest, you say I need to work, I need more income.
如果我们不休息的时候，我们必须去上班赚更多的钱。
Because I have debts, I have so many investments, so I have to work harder.
我有很多投资，有很多的债，我必须要赶快把它还掉。
My company is so busy, I can never stop.
我的工作实在太忙了，我实在没有办法请假。
Of course you can do it.
当然你可以这么做。
You can work on Saturday, you can work on Sunday.
当然你可以星期六、星期天都工作。
You work 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
你可以一个星期七天都工作，365天一年都工作。
But after a few years, you will know what will happen to your body.
但是几年之后你就知道你的身体会不太好。
And nowadays, many people are already having health problems so early in the age.
我们看现在世界上很多人在年轻的时候身体就出了问题。
There was a real story happened.
有一个故事。
There was an entrepreneur. He was very rich. He was very successful.
有一个非常成功的创业家。
And then he has a lot of companies. He's very rich.
他非常有钱，有很多公司。
He's a big, he had a big house.
他有一个很大的房子。
He got a beautiful wife.
有一个很漂亮的妻子。
And then he got a lot of money.
有很多很多的钱。
So he's very successful in people's eyes.
在我们看来，这个人非常的成功。
But he want more.
但是他想要更多。
He never stop.
他一直停不下来。
Because he want to develop his business.
因为他想要继续带他让他的公司发展。
Wow. One day he felt the body is strange.
就有一天他觉得他感觉不太对
go for medical exam
就去了医院检查
and then check up the doctor told him you have only 3 months to live
但他医生告诉他你只有三个月可以活
and doctor's always right in predicting it
通常这医生给你这个一定的时间通常都蛮准
after 3 months he passed away
三个月之后他就过世了
his beautiful wife became a widow
他的太太成寡妇
and in his company in his house he hired a young driver
然后他太太请了一个很年轻的司机。
And that young driver is always taking care of this master's wife.
然后这个年轻的司机常常照顾这位寡妇。
And even after he died, still working for the family.
然后在他死后，这个司机还是继续为他工作。
You know, things happen, right? Especially if you stay in the same house.
那你知道，在住在同一个房子的事情就会发生。
So the widow.Afterwards, after a period of time, married the driver.
所以过一段时间之后，他的妻子就嫁给了这个司机。
And the driver suddenly become the master of the house.
然后这个司机 突然间就成了这一家之主。
Inherit the wife, inherit the family, business, everything.
那这个 他原本的妻子、他的房子、他的公司都是他的。
So what does the story tell us?
那这个故事告诉我们
，This rich man he worked so hard, forget about his health.
这个人 他这么认真的工作，都把他身体健康都忘掉了。
Where does all the money go to after he died?
但他死后钱都给谁呢
？What does the wife go to?
他的太太是归谁呢
？Go to his driver.
都被他的司机。
So his whole life is working for his driver.
也就是说，他这一辈子都是在为他的司机工作。
It sounds a very extreme story, right?
这个故事听起来可能很极端。
But it's very true.
但其实是真的。
We work so hard if we don't take care of our health.
我们如果这么认真的工作，不介意我们的健康下滑。
Just like Lord Jesus said.
就像神说的。
If you earn the whole world.
就像主耶稣说的，我们赚得了全世界。
But you lose your life. First you lose your health. What does it matter?
我们赔上了生命，赔上了健康，那算得什么
？But now we still have the life.
但是我们现在还有生命。
We have to stop and try to think about the value of life.
我们必须要停下来思考人生的意义。
Life is not only just living daily. You are breathing. You are surviving.
因为活着并不是只是活着。
Life has have to have quality.
因为人活着必须要有品质。
If you don't have quality.
如果我们没有这个质量
Every day you work like a machine.
我每天工作像一台机器
Even though you earn the whole world, doesn't mean anything to you.
就算我们赚得全世界也都算不了什么
So how can we have this kind of mentality?
那我们怎么样改变我们的想法
The Lord Jesus Christ tells us we should be always thanksgiving.
那主耶稣告诉我们我们必须要一直感谢感恩
You have to trust in the Lord that he provided so that you will not work too hard and forget to rest.
我们必须要有信心知道神会为我们预备
When you have the rest, you have the rest.
当我们需要休息的时候，就应该休息。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
我们现在翻开马太福音六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音六章。
Verse 25.
马太福音六章二十五节。
Matthew 6:25.
马太福音六章二十五节。所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗
？Here, Lord Jesus Christ tells us what you should not be worrying.And what you should be worrying.
这里主耶稣告诉我们，我们应该忧虑什么，跟不应该忧虑什么。
Jesus said we shouldn't be really worried about life, about what to eat, what to drink.
这里告诉我们，我们不需要忧虑要吃什么，喝什么。
For many people, you ask them what is your life, they will tell you my life is my job, my money.
那如果有人，你如果问一些人，你的人生是什么，他可能跟你说，我的人生是我赚的钱和我的工作。
How much money? Should I have enough money to eat, to drink, my house?My retirement.
我赚到的钱到底够不够我吃喝，够不够我退休
？They are afraid. Oh, not enough. So that we work even harder.
他说算一算之后发现不太够，所以就只好更认真的工作。
But Jesus said you should be worried about what? You should worry about your health, your body.
但是这里主耶稣告诉我们，应该为我们的身体忧虑。
Because your health, your body is more important than your clothes.
因为我们的身体比衣裳还更重要。
Clothes mean material.
这个衣服代表就是物质的世界。
Body means your health.
身体指的是我们的健康。
So, brother and sister, even though spiritual life is very important, but don't forget to take care about your body.
所以弟兄姐妹们，当然我们属灵的生命也很重要，但是我们要注意我们身体的健康。
Don't abuse it, don't overuse it, or don't neglect it.
我们不应该不管我们身体给我们警讯。
Take good care of it so that God can use you.To do many good works in many years.
我们要好好对待自己的身体，让我们身体健康，才可以继续为神工作。
Don't complain to God. Why you take me back to heaven so early?
我们不应该跟神抱怨说，你怎么那么快就把我接回去了
？Of course, to go back to heaven is good, right?
当然可以回天国是很好的事。
But many people don't want to go too early, right?
但是没有，不是大家都很想要很早就回去了。
Nobody really want to go too early, right?
没有人想要这么早就回去。
And you complain to God, why you take me so early?
所以你可能跟神抱怨说，你这么早就把我接走，为什么呢
？God ask you, how do you use your body? How do you use your health? Sometimes you have to be responsible for your own health.
然后神可能会回问你，那你是怎么对待自己的身体的呢
？Here in this passage.
这一段
Verse 28,
在第二十八节，二十八节，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。
29,
二十九节，然而我告诉你，就算所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴还不如这花一朵。
Recently, you know, there's a spring has come, so you can see all the flowers start blooming.
最近春天来了，我们可以看到路上有开很多花。
And then all the birds started coming out.
然后看到鸟也都出现了。
In my when I look out the window, I saw some birds.
那我从我家窗户看出去，我看到很多鸟。
I just wondering where did they come from.
我就在想这些鸟到底从哪里来。
The whole winter they just disappear.
那整个冬天我都没看到。
But now the weather is get warming and then they reappear again.
但是我看现在天气既然转暖了，这些鸟也都出现了。
I saw a dove and then start to build.It's nests in my neighbor's under my neighbor's roof. Every day they're just busy coming to build a new house.
我看到有一只鸽子，
鸽子、啊、
有一只鸽子，它就在我家那个附近的树上开始在筑一个巢，它每天都很忙。
隔壁的房子、
啊、哦，隔壁的房子，它在它那边筑一个巢。
Wow, so this is life, right?
我就想说，这就是人生。
God must have fed them the whole winter.
神可能在整个冬天都有为他们预备了吃的。
And then, a few days ago, I saw a wild rabbit came to my backyard.
然后在几天之前，我看到有一只野兔跑到我的后院。
Wow, so fat,
非常大只。
I wonder, wow, the whole winter, what does he eat?
我就在想，这整个冬天它到底都吃什么
？He still maintain his health and so it's become so fat.
还是那么健康，还这么的大只。
I was afraid that he has nothing to eat.
我在想，我有点担心说他冬天是不是没有东西。
So I opened my fridge without telling my wife. I bring a carrot.
所以我就打开了冰箱，没有跟我太太说，就拿了一只红萝卜。
I didn't tell her.
我没有跟她说。
Maybe she'll stop me.
因为可能我太太会阻止我。
I just bring a carrot and open the door.
我就拿了这只红萝卜把门打开。
Because I want to give the carrots to the rabbit.
因为我想要把这红萝卜给这只兔子。
Why I open the door? It was so scared. Run off.
但是我一开门，它就吓得跑走了。
And then okay, I think I put the rabbit on the ground. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe he'll come back for it.
然后就想，如果我把红萝卜放在地上，它可能还会回来。
But to my surprise, he never come back. Maybe got scared.
但是奇怪的是，他再也没有回来。
Even dinner time,
他吓到了。
No one pick up that carrot.
就玩到晚餐的时候，也没有人来拿这只红萝卜。
So I've decided, don't waste. Let me get it back and wash it and cook it for my dinner.
所以我想一想，还是不要浪费这只红萝卜，还是把它捡回来洗一洗，拿煮晚餐。
So my conclusion is, you don't need to feed the wild animal. God will feed them.
我的结论就是，我们其实不需要喂养这些野生的动物，因为神会喂养他们。
So many birds, so many rabbits.
那外面有太多的鸟，太多的兔子。
You don't have to feed them. Heavenly Father feed them.
我们不需要喂养他们，因为神会喂养他们。
But for us, we have so little faith.
但是我们是个小信的。
We worry about job, you know, money, our house, everything, so that we are so busy ourselves.
我们担心我们的人生，担心我们的工作赚的钱不够。
So that even we forget our health,
所以我们忘记了我们身体的健康。
Forget our family,
我们忘记了我们家庭。
Forget our spirituality,
我们忘记了我们的灵性。
So we have to have faith in God,
所以我们应该对神有信心。
If you do your part,
如果我们做完我们该做的，
God will take care of the rest.
神就会帮助我们。
But of course you must work hard. You cannot just wait for the carrots come down from heaven, right?
当然我们还是必须要工作，我们不能等神从天上把胡萝卜放下来。
Secondly,
第二点。
Jesus said, "If you earn the whole world but lose your life, what does it mean? What does it count for you?"
第二点，耶稣说，如果你赚得全世界，但是失去了生命，这代表是算什么？
That life is not only your physical health.
我们人生并不是只有我们的身体健康而已。
But also means your physical life.
还代表还有我们的生命。
If you earn the whole world but you die, you physically you die. What is the point? What is the benefit?
如果我们赚得全世界，但是我们就离世了，那到底算得了什么？
So this is also we have to take into the account.
我们必须要思考这一点。
Let's look at the story of Lot.
我们现在看罗德的故事。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 13.
我们看
14.
创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14.
创世纪十四章。
Genesis chapter 14 verse 12.
创世纪十四章十二节。创世纪十四章十二节，又把亚伯兰的侄儿罗德和罗德的财物掳掠去了。当时罗德正住在索多玛。
Now here is to tell us what happened to Lot after he has departed Abram.
这一章告诉我们，在罗德搬离亚伯拉罕之后，他身上发生什么事。
Lot was living with Abram.
罗德原本是跟亚伯兰住在一起。
Abram feared God.
亚伯兰是敬畏神的。
So God bless Abram.
所以神祝福亚伯兰。
Even Abram lived a very simple nomadic life.
虽然亚伯兰过的是非常简朴的生活。
And he traveled here and there just to get grass.
他是游牧民族，他就把的羊赶来这里，赶到那里。
But God bless him.
但是神祝福他。
Not only physically.
不只在肉体上面。
But spiritually.
在灵性上面也是。
God promised him in the future, your descendant will be many, and you inherit a lot of land.
神应许亚伯拉罕在未来，他的子孙会跟海边的沙一样多。
But at that time, Abram had nothing.
但是在那个时候，其实亚伯拉罕什么都还没有。
Just some cattle.
就只有一些牛羊。
Now Lot followed Abram, so that Lot was also blessed.
因为罗德当时是跟亚伯拉罕在一起，所以他一起被祝福。
But after a while, both of them have a lot of cattle and sheep.
但是过一段时间之后，因为他们的牛羊都太多了。
So that.The land cannot contain them both.
这个地已经没有办法再喂养这么多的牛羊。
So Abram asked him, "You can just choose."
所以亚伯兰跟罗德说，你选吧。
And Abram chose.
然后罗德就选了。
He lifted up his eyes and chose the plain of east of Jordan.
这罗德看一看之后，他选了约旦河的全平原。
And then he saw that this part is a good place.
他看这块地是非常滋润的。
And have a lot of potential.
有很多未来，有很多的潜力。
It's a good area.
对他来说是一个一块非常好的地。
So he departed from Abram.
那个时候他就离开了亚伯兰。
And then start to move closer and closer to Sodom and Gomorrah.
然后渐渐的越搬越近所罗马与蛾摩拉。
And finally he settled inside Sodom.
到后来他直接住在里面了。
Now is there any problem?
这是不是有问题？
Of course, in today's standard, there's no problem.
当然，我们如果看你今天的标准来看，没有什么问题。
Because Sodom was a city.
因为所罗马是一个大城。
There are a lot of chances to do business.
在这个大城里面有很多生意的机会。
The civilization is higher.
那个时候人民的素质也比较高。
And the land are expensive. The houses are expensive. Worth the investment.
那个城市里面的第一个房子永远比较贵，所以有投资的机会。
Just like today in Toronto, why the houses are so expensive? Because this is the biggest city.
那就是为什么今天多伦多的房子价这么贵，就是因为它是个大城市。
In here, there's business.
在这里面有生意的机会。
So this is different.
所以这是不太一样。
However, spiritually, there is problem.
但是属灵来看，这是有问题的。
Sodom is a place of sin.
所罗马是一个犯罪的城市。
Everyone is sinful in the city.
这个城市里面每个人都是罪人。
So, Lot moved to the city of Sodom.
所以摩德搬进所罗马。
There are a lot of cost to move in the city.
他必须付出很多的代价。
Of course, on the surface, he started to earn a lot of money.
当然，在表面上来看，他开始赚很多钱。
But what happened just overnight?
但是我们看，在隔一天之后发生什么事
？Enemies come to attack the city.
就一个晚上的时间，他们的敌人来攻击这个城市。
They take plunder of everyone.
他们把每个人都掳走了
，including Lot，
这罗德也是在其中
，and all his money，
还有他所有的所有钱财
，and then of course， very likely maybe Lot can be killed，
然后而且可能罗德也会被杀掉
，if not God really moved the heart of Abram and Abram go to rescue him，
要不是神感动亚伯兰，亚伯兰去拯救他
，Lot would have lost his life。
罗德就连生命都会没有了
，and that will mean nothing to him。
所以对他来说，钱根本就没有什么意义。
So brother and sister。
所以弟兄姐妹们
，Yes, we may work so hard.
今天我们可能工作非常的努力
，But if one day we work so hard, we risk our physical life, does it worth it?
但是如果今天我们工作到已经完全不顾我们生命了，那有意义吗
？Yes, maybe our health deteriorate, maybe not only losing our health, but also losing our life.
有时候我们健康下滑到不止我们不健康，可能还会失去生命。
Of course, in Canada, we are living in a peaceful country.
当然，在加拿大算是一个比较和平的国家。
But sometimes we may consider other country.
但是有时候我们看一下其他的国家
it's very risky.
非常的非常多风险。
Or maybe your company will send you to a place of risky country to do business or do work.
或者你的公司会把你外派到一个比较危险的国家去出差。
They may give you triple the money.
他可能给你三倍的薪水。
Five times the money.
五倍的薪水。
Why they give you so much money?
为什么他们给你这么多钱
？Because it's very risky.
因为那里很危险。
So they will pay you more, so that you go.
所以他就付给你很多钱，所以你才愿意去。
So this is you have to think twice before you take the offer.
所以在如果我们这样的机会，我们必须要好好思考。
In another country where I used to be.
在另外一个我曾经在的国家。
Many members went there to do business.
很多的信徒就搬到那边去做生意。
But that country was very risky, very dangerous.
但是那个国家非常的危险。
There was a brother.
曾经有个弟兄。
He stayed there already for more than 5 years.
他已经在那个国家待了五年。
Wow, he earned a lot of money.
赚了非常多的钱。
But always he heard about news about robbery, guns, and violence.
但是新闻上老是有很多抢劫的事情。
And then some minor events happened, but he never really scared about it.
当然有一些比较小的事情发生过，但他没有也没有很注意。
But one day,
但是有一天
，armed robber came to his shop.
有一个持枪的那个抢匪到他的地方。
Now not only robbing his shop,
不是只是抢他的店
，but also shooting him.
还想要射他
，shooting him in the body.
就是他就被枪打到。
But fortunately, the bullet didn't really go to the vital organ.
但是胆怯神，他这个并不是致命的枪伤。
So he survived.
所以他活下来。
After he recovered,
在他刚复之后
，he decided money doesn't mean anything to me.
他决定钱对他来说已经没有什么意义了。
If that bullet has killed me,
如果那颗子弹把他杀了
，even I earned the whole country, whole world, there's no point.
就算赚得整个国家、整个世界都没有意义。
So he decided to sell his shop and.Whole family go back to his own country.
所以他就把所有的东西都变卖之后，带着全家回到他原本的地方。
Before that, even many people tell him, "Now you should go back to your country. You earn enough." But he didn't never listen.
之前就已经很多人跟劝他说，你该回去了，这个地方很危险。
But until the bullet struck his body.
但是直到这个他被子弹打到那个之前
，He think, "Okay, it's enough. I should be content. Whatever I have, just go back."
他应该满足了，就带着他所有的可以回去了。
So sometimes God want to teach us. He doesn't have to speak a long sermon. Just sometimes one bullet can change your mind.
有时候神要教导我们事情，不用讲很长的道理，其实一颗子弹就够了。
So he think, okay, God used this bullet to remind me time to go home.
他知道神借着这颗子弹来提醒他，你该回家了。
Time to stop.
对，应该该停下来。
People always know how to start, but people don't know how to stop.
大部分人知道怎么开始，但是不知道怎么结束。
Because when times are good, you don't want to stop.
因为当时机很好的时候，你根本不想停下来。
But there are times that we must stop.
但是有时候我们真的必须停下来。
Thirdly,
第三点
，Jesus said.
主耶稣说
If you earn the whole world but lose your life, what gain do you have?
我们如果赚得全世界赔上自己生命，我们到底赚到什么？
This life is also to be your spiritual life.
这个我们的人生也是我们属灵的人生。
If you lose your spiritual life,
我们失去了我们属灵的生命的话，
what does it gain?
我们到底赚到了什么？
If you look at the story of Lot,
我们看一下罗德的故事。
After he was rescued,
在他被拯救之后，
he go back to where he was.
他又回到索多玛。
He should have just left the city and go back with Abram.
其实那个时候他应该要离开这个城市去跟亚伯兰住在一起。
But he didn't stop.
但是他没有。
He go back to Sodom.
他回去索多玛。
Continue to do business.
继续在那里做生意。
And of course his business kind of grow to some extent.
当然他的生意也是可能越做越好。
He continued to raise up two daughters.
然后他有两个女儿。
And the daughters also have, also planning to have their own family.
那我们看罗德他也有一个自己的家庭。
So, but things change again.
但是当然事情又发生了。
When God is about to destroy Sodom,
当神准备要灭绝索罗马，
God sent an angel to try to rescue whole Lot and whole family.
神派遣了一个天使要拯救罗德一家。
But Lot and his whole family didn't want to go out.
但是罗德跟他一家根本就不想要离开索罗马。
Eventually, even though they went out,
所以他们走出来了。
But Lot's wife turned back and became a pillar of salt.
他的太太回头看了一眼，就变成了盐珠。
And look at his two daughters.
我们看他两个女儿。
Has no concept about God.
对神完全没有任何的观念。
They don't fear God.
他们不怕神。
So they commit incest with the father.
所以他跟他父亲有乱伦的关系。
So even though physically they were rescued.
当然，我们看他的肉体虽然被拯救了。
But spiritually they are bankrupt.
但是属灵来讲，他们根本破产。
Because the children has no faith.
你看他们的女儿女完全没有信心。
The wife died.
他太太死了。
And Lot, his whole life must live a very shameful life. Even today, people talk about Lot, nobody say anything really worth about learning.
那罗德他余生肯定都是过在很羞辱的生活当中。
Spiritually, Lot, this name equivalent to failure.
在属灵来讲，罗德这个名字已经等于属灵的失败。
He's a spiritual loser.
他是一个属灵的失败者。
Nobody like to be called a loser, right?
没有人想要成为失败者。
Sometimes children when they are teasing each other, they say, "Oh, loser." Yeah.
有时候我们看小孩在互相取笑对方，说你就是个失败者。
Now young children shouldn't say this to other people, okay?
当然，小孩子我们不应该这样说。
Nobody is a loser.
因为没有人想当失败者。
Only God can be the judge.
因为只有神才可以审判失败。
But if from a spiritual perspective,
但是以属灵层面来看
，Lot really is a loser.
罗德真的是个失败的人。
Yes, in the short term, he gained when he moved to Sodom.
虽然在短期间，但他等他搬到索多玛的时候，他赚了不少。
He gained money.
他赚了很多钱。
He gained success.
他成功了。
But spiritually, he lose.
属灵来上，他完全的失败。
Then we can do a recap why he lose.
我们现在可以回顾一下他为什么会这么失败。
Now, when you are too busy.
当你太忙。
When you try to earn the whole world, of course you have to stretch so thin, you have to be so busy.
当然，如果当你想赚很多的钱，那你肯定是很忙。
There are two potential problems to it.
在这里可能有两个潜在的问题。
The first one.
第一个。
You may have to sacrifice your own original spiritual value in order to survive or to gain more.
你可能必须要牺牲掉你原本属灵的观念，才有办法继续下去。
Because in order to gain the whole world, you have to use whatever way, whatever.Method that you use.
因为如果你想要赚的很多钱，你可能要用各种不说其极的方法。
In the business world, if you are too honest, you cannot advance too much.
因为在这个商业里面，如果你太诚实，赚不了钱。
You always tell the truth.
如果你永远讲真话
，You cannot sell many things.
你可能什么东西都卖不掉。
Isn't it?
是不是这样呢
？So in the world, sometimes you may have to sacrifice your value.
所以在有时候在这个世界要赚钱，你可能必须牺牲你的信仰。
If you put money number one,
如果你把钱放在第一位
，you may sacrifice your own value.
你可能会牺牲你自己的价值观。
You look at Lot, his life.
我们看罗德的人生。
He sacrificed his value.
他就把他的道德观牺牲掉了。
Because he was living in this kind of environment.
因为他住在这样的环境,
so we have to be very careful.
所以我们必须要非常的小心,
Secondly, the
第二个,
second potential problem.
第二个潜在的危机,
when you are trying to earn the whole world,
当我们想要赚得全世界,
you become so busy.
你会非常的忙,
you become slowly and slowly, gradually far from God.
那你会渐渐的离神越来越远。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们现在翻开希伯来书,
the book of Hebrews, chapter 10.
希伯来书十章,
Hebrews chapter 10,
希伯来书十章,
verse 23.
希伯来书十章二十三节,
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23.
希伯来书十章二十三节也要坚守我们所承认的指望, 不致摇动, 因为那应许我们的是信实的。
24.
二十四节又要彼此相顾, 激发爱心, 勉励行善。
25.
二十五节你们不可停止聚会, 好像那些停止惯了的人, 倒要彼此劝勉, 既知道那日子临近, 更应当如此。
Here the book of Hebrew, the author encourages us to mobilize and motivate each other.
所以希伯来书的作者, 勉励我们, 要互相勉励行善。
Verse 24.
第二十四节, 彼此相顾, 激发爱心。
So this is very important.
这非常重要,
just like a pile of a burn, firewood, when they are together, they burn longer.
就像, 柴火, 如果有很多木材放在这个火堆里面就会烧比较久。
But if you remove one fire stick, one firewood, and put it aside, the fire will go off very soon.
但是如果我们把这个木头一个一个拿走, 那火很快就熄了。
Our faith cannot grow by ourselves.
我们的信心没有办法自己成长。
We have to come together.
我们必须要,
Why every week we have to keep Sabbath?
为什么每个星期都要守安息日呢?
Because we want to listen to the word of God.
因为我们想要第一听神的道理。
We come to worship.
我们来这里敬拜他。
We see brother and sister.
我们看到弟兄姐妹。
During our lunch or fellowship, we talk about our faith, talk about our problems, and then we encourage each other.
在午餐的时间或者是团契的时间, 我们会讨论一下我们生活的问题, 然后可能会互相勉励。
And share testimony.
我们可以彼此见证。
Oh, sometimes our faith will just grow, hear from others.
我们有时候信心成长就因为听到其他人的见证。
But if you are too busy,
但是我们太忙,
you want to try to gain the whole world,
我们想要赚全世界,
but after a while, you may lose your faith.
过一段时间, 我们的信心就会下滑。
If your faith is lost,
如果我们没有信心,
even to earn the whole world doesn't really matter.
我们就算赚得全世界也没有用了。
There was a brother.
曾经有个弟兄,
when he was poor, when he was ordinary, his faith is so fervent.
在他还是一般人没有什么钱财的时候, 他的信心很强。
Because he has time.
因为他有时间。
Just do a job.
他就可以,
就一份工作。
就一份很简单的工作。
After he finished work, there's nothing else.
在他工作上下班的时候, 就没事做。
And then go to church.
就会来教会。
A Sabbath day is always off. He can go to church.
然后星期六永远是放假, 所以可以来教会。
It's easy to maintain the faith.
很简单的你的信心。
While he decided he wanted to do business.
但是过一段时间之后, 他决定要自己创业。
Because working for someone has no future, he thinks.
因为他觉得如果帮别人工作, 可能没有办法很成功。
So he opened business.
所以自己创业。
When you become your own boss, you work even harder.
当你是你自己的老板的时候, 你只会过得更忙。
Because he worked very hard.
因为他工作非常的努力。
He was also very smart.
他也是个很聪明的人。
His business grew.
他的生意越做越好。
From a small shop,
从一个小店,
to become a big shop.
变成一个很大的一间店。
Even opened a factory.
开了一间工厂。
Because he think, in order to sell things for people, why don't I manufacture?
他就在想, 既然我要卖东西给别人, 我干脆就自己做, 自己做好了。
So he was a very smart businessman.
他是一个非常聪明的生意人。
Because God has blessed him.
因为神祝福他。
Materially, he was blessed.
在这物质的方面, 他是受到很大的祝福。
But because business grew bigger,
但是因为他的生意一直发展,
he put more and more time on the business.
他在工作上花越来越多的时间。
And gradually, you see him coming to church less and less.
慢慢的你在教会就越来越少看到他。
He got a very good wife.
他有一个很好的太太。
The wife is very spiritual.
他的太太灵性很坚强。
The wife always pray.
他的太太一直在为他祷告。
The wife started to get worried.
他的太太开始担心了。
My husband go to church less and less.
他发现他的先生越来越少来教会。
The faith will grow down.
他的信心开始下滑。
So she started to pray, what shall I do?
他就开始祷告, 求神告诉他怎么做。
One day she got a dream.
有一天他做了一个梦。
In the dream, she saw the whole family running a heavenly ladder.
他发现他梦里面他全家都爬着天梯。
But the husband just falling behind.
但是他发现他的先生掉到后面。
She know the situation is very serious.
他知道这是一个非常严重的情况。
So she start praying very hard for the husband.
所以他开始为他先生努力祷告。
Ask the Lord to keep and protect him.
求神呢帮看顾保守他。
One day, he shared with the husband this verse.
有一天，他就跟他先生分享这个经节。
And also Matthew 16:26.
还有马太福音16:26.
If you earn the whole world,
你若赚得全世界
，but if you lose your life,
但是你失了你的生命
，you get and get more and more far from God.
你就越来离神越来越远。
I saw the dream. He told the husband about the dream.
他还告诉他先生这个他的异梦。
And the husband woke up spiritually, just alert and woke up. Oh yes, maybe I shouldn't.Neglect about my faith.
那个时候他先生属灵的生命就突然醒过来了 他知道他不应该这样子忽略信心
No matter how busy I am.
不管他应该多忙
No matter business is growing or losing.
不管他的生意是赚钱还是赔钱
I must come back to God.
他必须要回到神的旁边
Because if you gain your faith, it's only the real gain.
因为当你赚得信心才是真正的赚到
If you gain the world but you lose faith,
但如果你赚了全世界，失了信心
，You still lose，
还是输的。
You still a loser，
还是一个失败者。
Because this world cannot really satisfy you，
因为这个世界没有办法满足你。
At the end, your heart is still empty，
在最后，你的心还是空空的。
So that's why we have to really learn from Paul。
这就是为什么我们应该好好的跟保罗学习。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians。
我们现在翻开腓立比书。
The book of Philippians, chapter 3。
腓立比书三章。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 7.
腓立比书三章七节。腓立比书三章七节，只是我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当作有损的。
Verse 8.
八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因为我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。为他已丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
This few verse is a very famous verse.
这两节是非常有名的经节。
Paul.Has changed tremendously after he converted to Christ.
保罗在他信主耶稣之后，整个人改变。
Before he believed in Lord Jesus Christ,
在他信主之前
，What was a gain to him?
对他来说，什么是赚
？Name,
名声
，Success,
成功
，The law,
律
法
，Position, the
world, 地位 ，The world.
在这个世界上的地位
That was the gain to him.
对他来说，这就是代表他是不是成功
？Because he didn't have faith, he didn't have.True salvation.
那个时候他并没有真正的就没有信心。
But after he know Jesus,
但是在他认识耶稣之后
，all things that he considered gain actually doesn't mean much to him.
他说这里以为他与他有益的都其实没有什么意义。
That doesn't mean oh we are brother and sister or we have no interest in our job or the world or investment or anything. It's not like that.
这并不代表说我们今天可以就不管我们的工作，不管我们的投资，有的没有的。
But we just want to stress one more point.
但是我只想要提出这一点。
To gain or to lose.
赚或是赔
No matter how hard you work in this world,
不管你在这个人生中多么认真的工作
those are only short term.
这些只是短暂
Faith is the most important.
信心才是最重要的
If you earn the whole world,
我们赚得了全世界
your health deteriorates.
我们的健康如果下滑
This doesn't mean anything.
对我们来说这也没有什么
If you earn the whole world,
我们如果赚得了全世界
your marriage is not well maintained.
我们的婚姻如果没有很好
doesn't mean much.
这可能也对我们没有意义。
If you are very,
非常的成功。
But when you go home, your children doesn't want to talk to you.
但是等你回家，你小孩子根本不想跟你说话。
When the children grow up, they just only want your money, doesn't want you.
等你小孩长大，他只想要你的钱。
There's no use.
对你来说，这也不好。
If you earn the whole world,
我们赚得了全世界。
But you cannot go to heaven.
不能进天国。
There's no use.
完全那就没有意义。
So what is your life?
所以我们人生是怎么样的
？Is your life?A gain or a lose?
我们人生是赚还是赔
？You have to calculate yourself.
我们必须要自己估算。
Let's sing hymn.
唱诗。
470.
470首。